Boko Haram is still creating terror. MNN's Katie Harth continues her reports from India, and the International Religious Freedom Report Card is out. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Boko Haram's ceasefire in Nigeria has been anything but peaceful. In the 23 days since it was announced, 53 people have died. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it reveals a rift in the Islamic group. It also indicates the country's still a long way from bidding terrorism goodbye.
There has also been this group called Ansaru that kind of split off from Boko Haram. They apparently are more focused internationally. They're focused on Mali. They're focused on the rest of Africa.
What does this mean? Likely more attacks as the splintered groups try to make a name for themselves. VOM hasn't forgotten the most vulnerable group in this mess, Christians. They recently completed a supply drop in the Gombe state, one that saw weekly attacks on churches. That Sunday, 2,500 believers gathered to worship. They were reminded of their greatest responsibility.
If Christians respond with forgiveness and grace and love, that can be an incredible testimony of the truth of the gospel.
The beauty of this story unfolds at missionnetworknews.org. Next, with more than 70,000 people dead in Syria's civil war and the nation spiraling out of control, Russia and the Arab League are offering their help. Officials announced yesterday that they hope to broker talks between the Syrian government and the opposition to end the country's two-year civil war. Global aid networker Gain USA is assisting those who've been forced from their homes and are now refugees. $40 can help a family for a month. This is Mission Network News. Women are reaching women for Christ in India. MNN's Katie Harth is there and had a chance to meet with Sister Ruth and shares her impressions.
She just overcame a lot of hard stuff, and God has brought her to this position where she can bring His love into the lives of other women.
Please pray that God may send some more sisters, that we can work and we can achieve so many things for God.
The transformation I'm seeing of individual lives and communities that comes through women like this, it continues to amaze me. They're bringing dignity to other women through literacy training, childcare education, and so much more. Women in India are learning that there's a God who loves them.
So I'm really satisfied with what I'm doing. It is according to my calling.
You can learn more about how to help women missionaries at missionnetworknews.org. Reporting from Kerala, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Meanwhile, everybody wants to belong, don't they? But poverty in the Rio Grande Valley keeps many families isolated. The Community Transformation Center, run by Buckner International, shows the people they help how to be a community. Ricardo Brambila, the Community Transformation Center director, says,
"Well, we offer a compound of services.
They provide for the physical, social, and educational needs of the community. They also run a program for single mothers.
It is empowering women to develop, so it's a sewing ministry class.
In all that they do, Christ is the focus of Buckner's ministry.
We have people coming to our center, brokenhearted, hopeless, and as we present the gospel of Jesus Christ, they open up their hearts and they have hope, and we have about 195 decisions for Christ recorded in our center in the past year."
And the Venn Institute released the final International Religious Freedom Scorecard yesterday. It grades all U.S. federal legislators on their prioritization of international religious freedom during the 112th Congress. Scored items include votes, sponsorships, and co-sponsorships of bills, resolutions, and letters that support IRF. Six representatives received A-plus scores, and eight received A's. Five senators received A grades. See the full list at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your gift of any amount, Mission Network News is offering Operation Mobilization's Pray Freedom, a 12-week journey of prayer for those caught in human trafficking. Take a journey in prayer across enemy lines to the slavery hotspots of the world. Get Pray Freedom at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.